This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was arrested in London Thursday after Ecuador revoked the political asylum status that allowed him to live in its embassy for nearly 7 years to escape arrest. The United States has requested his extradition on charges he illegally hacked U.S. databases to obtain classified information that was later published on the WikiLeaks site. Also among WikiLeaks' projects was publication of information taken from the computers of Democratic operatives, including some who were working on the presidential campaign of former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in 2016. At the time, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump praised WikiLeaks, but on Thursday he distanced himself from the case. AP Sagar Magani has more.
In the 2016 race's final stretch, WikiLeaks released embarrassing emails stolen from the Clinton campaign.
WikiLeaks! I love WikiLeaks!
Donald Trump often read from the emails during campaign rallies, praising WikiLeaks more than 100 times over the final weeks. But after Assange's arrest today,
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing.
The Justice Department's already charged Assange in a hacking case. The president says he has no opinion on what should happen to him. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A former attorney for U.S. President Barack Obama, Greg Craig, was indicted Thursday by a federal grand jury for allegedly making false statements and concealing material information in connection with work he did in Ukraine. Craig's lawyers say he's not guilty of any charge and call the case misguided abuse of prosecutorial discretion. The charges resulted from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Craig is the first high-profile Democrat to be charged as a result of the probe. This is VOA News. The longtime president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, has been ousted by the military after 4 months of mounting demonstrations against his rule. Reuters' Mia Wormersley has more.
He ruled Sudan with an iron fist for 30 years. But on Thursday, the country's president was overthrown in a coup by the African nation's armed forces. They announced a 2-year period of military rule, followed by elections. President Omar al-Bashir has faced months of protests and calls to step down. In a televised address, the country's defense minister said Bashir was under arrest in a safe place and that a military council was now running the country.
That's Reuters' Mia Wormersley reporting. U.S. federal authorities have arrested a suspect on the arson of 3 African-American churches in the southern U.S. state of Louisiana. AP's Ed Donovan has more.
Governor John Bel Edwards identified the suspect as Holden Matthews.
I don't know what was in his heart, but I can say it cannot be justified or rationalized. These were evil acts.
Matthews faces 3 counts of arson, but federal investigators are looking into whether this was a hate crime.
We are better than this, and this is a reflection of one depraved individual. It is not a reflection on the state of Louisiana.
Matthews is the son of a local sheriff's deputy. The churches were empty at the time of the fires. No one was injured. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee on Thursday to pitch President Trump's plan for a military space force to enhance the nation's defense. Senators were skeptical of the plan, but Shanahan told them it would allow the United States to keep up with its competitors. Russia and China are now making progress in space exploration, he said, and defense.
Both China and Russia have weaponized space with the intent to hold American capabilities at risk. Every member of this committee has access to the classified threat picture, but the bottom line is the next major conflict may be won or lost in space.
European leaders have agreed to give Britain until October 31st to make its exit from the European Union, granting it a lifeline as members of Parliament struggle to construct a graceful exit from the economic bloc. The move temporarily eliminates the need for Britain to leave the EU with no plan in place. Parliament failed to approve a plan by the original exit date, March 29th, and an extension that expires tomorrow. If Britain does not ratify a deal by May 22nd, it must participate in EU parliamentary elections or the extension will be canceled. President Trump says more troops will be needed on the country's southern border because he says too many dangerous people are entering the United States. In Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.